Ladies and gentlemen, this is a special meeting of the Public Facilities Committee. Here is the start of the meeting. Alderman Salvucci, Laffin, Lennon, Danberg, Deb Crossley, Susan Albright, myself, Alderman Schnipper, and David Olson is sitting in as the clerk. 59-11 is Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $500,000 from free cash for the purpose of supplementing the snow and ice budgets in the Department of Public Works. We have an overlap of people who sit on finance, but you were not there. Were you at the finance meeting? Is there anything you can...
Actually, I was at the meeting where this was discussed, because this was discussed not this past week. It was
a couple of weeks.
I remember a discussion on this.
Anything you can share with us? Because there's no one here to present it, so...
I wasn't there.
This would have been on the 20th.
Prior to the last one. Yeah.
Was it the 28th that this was?
No, because I wasn't here on the 20th. Well, no, unless they had something like to say,
they probably had something on
the 28th.
So are they out of money or what?
What?
Oh, yeah.
They're out of money.
Yeah.
Is this the same?
They were out of money.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was there for the discussion.
This was in finance.
That's right. No, I was here for the TF meeting at which we discussed taking $500,000 from
the department. No, that was $300,000.
That was the last batch.
It was discussed on the 28th. It was approved
6-0.
Right.
Okay. I don't care.
Right. This is different money. This is free cash money. This is not...
Shouldn't someone from Public Works be here?
What happens when they're out for
a week? I thought Dave Tarosi is here. Would you? Yeah. Thank you.
It's not our practice to appropriate money if there's nobody here really asking.
They've got to be here on their knees.
No, they just have to be here.
Well, look, the city clock says we still have a full minute before we're supposed to be here.
Yeah, but the city clock is slow.
Forget the city clock. It's now 17 past.
Yeah. Okay. We figure Dave Tarosi has a watch, right?
Yeah.
One would hope.
I'm not here.
I see you press so far, yes.
We're prepared.
We're all different.
They're all different. Depends on what room you're in.
Okay.
So how was your time away?
It was good. It was good. We worked on our tour 5 days, from Monday to Friday, and then we took Saturday, Sunday, and went to Guadalajara and did a little fishing.
Nice. Good.
So what did you work on doing? We had a dental clinic in a little place called Chapapan. It's a peninsula that doesn't have any access to dental care. And there's 3,000 kids there. And we got through 800 of them.
Wow.
And there's another group that's going down now that's going to get through another 800. So we had a fluoride rinse program going for 5 years. And that has reduced the carriage rate by about 30%.
Wow.
Oh, wonderful.
They go every year.
So do you do a lot of extractions?
Yes. In fact, Andrew, who's my son, has just graduated from Tufts Dental. He's in the first year of his pediatric dental practice program. He extracted more teeth in 1 week than he did in all 4 years of his dental school.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. Because nobody does any prevention or upkeep.
Dave is not here, but Ryan is on his way up.
Okay. We found an interesting thing. Sometimes you see things that you don't see in home. There among the Oriental population, which at Tufts is in the middle of Chinatown, they see a lot of a third incisor genetically. These two front teeth, the two, and there's a third one that comes in the middle of it or behind it. An interesting thing was, John has probably seen two of them in 30 years outside of the non-Oriental. We saw 10 of them in 1 week.
Really?
In the Native American population, which kind of gives credence to the fact that maybe
Pangaea.
That's right. Maybe they did come over the Bering Strait from Asia and populated the Americas. An interesting thing.
Huh.
There's a lot of tough talent in Mexico. In the a lot of kids with untreated tough talent. We found one of them and made arrangements to send him to children to
floating.
To floating. Because John's on the craniofacial team.
Oh.
Welcome.
Come on.
Sure.
Mind if
I sit over here?
Be our guest.
Okay.
So, we have been asked to authorize $500,000 from free cash for the purpose of supplementing the snow and ice budgets.
Right.
What can you tell us?
Well,
we did not get any backup other than the mayor's.
The mayor's request.
Okay. Right.
Well, let's see here. The last update we have was from last week. Total spending year to date is $3.8 million. The $500,000 with that, we'd still be about $200,000 short of where we are, because you know it's a moving target. So the $500,000, I think, was at the time when we had the information and that was what we wanted to ask.
So this is just paying back bills, it's not?
Essentially, yeah, and pending bills. So when we do the estimate, it's based on things that we know have taken place or ways to be invoiced by some of the our vendors, but that takes some time. Some of our vendors have still yet to get their contracts into it. So but it's really kind of dealing with the known universe of needs at this time. So we've been fairly fortunate recently in that there hasn't been that much snow, but there is still, and again, still there at this point, even with the 500,000 before you tonight, we think that we're still going to need another 200,000 on top of that, at least in the reflecting where our last update was as of last Monday.
Did we have any plowable events last week?
No.
The last one, I think, which included this, was, I don't have that in front of me. It was kind of
no,
cold.
We didn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think if we had any salting, though. We didn't have.
I don't think we did.
No.
No,
no,
but I heard that March, there's an average of 8 inches of snow.
Right.
So
it is entirely possible.
Yeah.
So when with this money, will this put you even with the board, or will you have anything, any extra left? To
no, that's what I was saying before. Even with the 500,000, we anticipate we're still going to need another 200.
So why aren't we asking for another 200 now?
The request hasn't come to us yet.
I know. Is that your question?
Yeah, I'm not putting it. Why aren't you? Yeah. Why is the mayor asking for what he needs?
I think that when we use snow and ice always as a moving target, we are still a little way to go through the snow season. So I'm sure that there'll be another request coming before you to make a decision for the time.
Yeah.
Vicki,
this request was made on the 14th. There have been events since then. So
my question was really, the $200,000 that you know is coming is about bills that you haven't been presented yet, right?
Well, it could be a mix. Not all of this happens. What we try to capture when we provide the update to the board and for the executive office as well is to say, well, what we know, what's the known world out there. There are some vendors who have yet to actually provide fully executed contracts, so we know that that's an obligation for us, but we can't pay the invoice until there's a fully executed contract. So it's really a mix of a series of different things that we know, we just know that's in the queue that we have.
So let me ask you another way. If we have another snowstorm, does it go above the $200,000?
It would. Well, the 200,000 represents the shortfall, and then there would be an addition
to
that.
So another snowstorm is more than 200,000.
Yeah, correct.
That's what I want to
know.
Go ahead, Jeff. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
If you say the term, we have executed contracts.
Yeah,
I think there's still a few out there that we're still.
So they're all plowing the streets without an executed contract.
We have the agreements with them in hand, and they have to be able to get all the requisite information that purchasing requires them to get the contract going. So we're working with them in good faith, but at such a point that they provide us with all of their insurance and all of the other elements that they need to finalize the contract, and it's only at that point that we can then provide payment. Most all vendors are okay. We're not talking about some sort of, I don't want to misclassify this being a broad concern. It's just that it's more of some of the vendors that we're still waiting.
So there are some vendors that have been working for us all winter that have not been paid?
That have not been paid, that's correct.
But that's their fault, not ours.
I understand.
But it would be our fault.
I'm asking the question.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
It would be our fault if they're out there plowing and we don't have their insurance information, and something happens, then we're liable. I wouldn't think we'd want to do
that. Yeah, it is a regular attempt on the city's part to ensure that they're getting everything in that they're supposed to be getting, and their equipment has already been inspected as part of that initial phase. This is really more of just kind of filling and getting the paperwork in and ensuring that all of the T's are crossed and I's are dotted.
It might be easy to get it if you say they can't plow until you get it.
Yeah, but the thing is, that part of it is we sort of need to plow, so that's the dilemma in this instance. So.
But they certainly can't get paid until they're taken care of.
I'm surprised they're not screaming. They must be hauling for dough. I mean, if they went all winter without...
My guy doesn't fill me until the end of the season.
Yeah, but like Cinder said, it's incumbent upon them to get it in to get the dough.
Yeah,
we've obviously got the money.
I understand. I don't know why they, you know, I can just see
it. No, my guy just got the first bill.
I know he won.
I have.
He won.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll move approval.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions?
I just have a question.
Sure.
I'm sorry I don't have it in front of me, but isn't there something in the mayor's order asking where the money should come from?
Free cash.
Simply from free cash. So we're not at the bottom of free cash yet.
We obviously aren't if they're still pulling money from it.
Is there a balance?
I don't know what
the goal is to get it down every year for the next few years to a point where there's probably only about $500,000 for cash, and all the rest is put into account.
Some other account, but that's a budgeting exercise. I'm just asking in terms of the current.
I'm not on finance anymore, so I can't answer that.
I don't recall. You know how much it is, but if it's getting down there.
Okay.
In fact, I'm surprised you thought, where else can we go?
It's just rain.
Where else can we go?
What I do recollect about this is that when Maureen was setting up the budget and how she was allocating free cash, my recollection was that she had about $2 million set aside for snow and ice, plus another million that she sort of put into the inclement weather fund, of which snow and ice would fall into that. That's my understanding, at least $3 million was set aside with the understanding that
going to be the safety valve for the snow and ice.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Okay. I mean, there must be enough there to cover this, or they can't move it. So, okay, those in favor? 3-7-0, and Alderman Gentile is absent. Thank you very much, folks. You have